Happy Tuesday to you and welcome to today's teaching from It's Time For Me. So yesterday we started off the week with focusing on something I think that's really important, as I was saying, which is our health and well-being. But because particularly at this time of year, our structures, our routines can be out of sync, maybe later nights going on, just general busyness in the run-up to Christmas with shopping, and also you know, we eat more food and we have more alcohol, and like I was saying, we mightn't be getting to bed on time. Now, next week, we're going to be covering how to, you know, stay relaxed in the run up to Christmas. And it's actually going to be a week of meditations next week, and a couple of audios, but more just meditations, really just to keep yourself grounded and connected as we go into the last week before Christmas. So we'll cover. So next week won't be a repeat of this week, I suppose, is what I'm trying to say. So yesterday I got you to write out what areas of your well-being and your health did you want to focus on. And actually, even though I asked you to write it out for yourself, loads of you text me about this. So I was delighted to hear from you all, as I always am, just letting me know what things, you know, were affecting you. And for a lot of people, it was actually food and weight, which I found really interesting. I know for myself that sometimes when it comes to the start of December, you know, you're buying lots of food for Christmas and you're kind of stocking up, and there's a lot of things in the house, so I have to literally lock everything away so I don't eat it. But also, sometimes people go, oh, you know, it's December, it's party time, so I don't have to mind myself in that time and just go hell for leather. So I would advise, obviously, against that. So this week is about how to just keep, I suppose, really connected to yourself, that you're not going and ruining your well-being and ruining your health. So what I'd like you to do today, and what this teaching is really about, is to write out a list of the days that you might, or the nights that you have coming up. Also write out, you know, a list of the presents you have to get and when potentially you're going to go out and go shopping for those things. And also write up if you've any, I suppose, other engagements. Maybe it's Christmas lunches, or you might be really busy in the run up to Christmas in work and trying to get everything done by certain deadlines. I know for me, when I worked in law, Christmas was a really busy time because literally, as well as in Ireland, we had a lot of international clients and they didn't always take as much time off as we did. So we had to be just under so much pressure. And by the time Christmas would come, I would just be exhausted from that. So even thinking about work deadlines that are coming up for you that are going to put pressure on. And what I'd like you to do is write them out, or at least, at the very least, make a mental note of those things. It would be more helpful if you could write them out, because what I'd like you to do next then is to say, okay, this is when I need to do my shopping. This is when I need to have those nights out, have those lunch things, or these are my work deadlines. And to actually pre-plan how these, and there's 2 weeks to Christmas. It's actually 2 weeks today is Christmas time. So there's not a lot of time, but what it's trying to do is not to undo good work you may have done around your well-being and your health this year, undo any kind of goals you've set for yourself, or just simply set you off balance. Because what happens is when we do that, we're out of routine or out of structure, it can actually have an effect on our mental health and it can affect on our physical health. And when those two things kind of start to suffer, or we're tired, that's where we revert to older patterns, whatever that might be, sabotage and procrastinating on life's areas. You know, it doesn't have to be food or health, it can be anything. And that's when we go out of alignment with ourselves. So I felt like this is a really important time to do this teaching this week, because I don't want you to be out of alignment with yourself. I want you to feel energized. I want you to feel good. And there's actually as well so many different, you know, colds and things that go around because we're in winter now, and you want your immune system to be really, really healthy and really vibrant. So write out all of those things that you've got coming up and literally get a calendar for the next 2 weeks if you can, and place them in. And know, okay, that night I'm going to like go out, or that lunch I'm going to have, whatever. And make sure that you've got something in place that you can pick yourself up the next day and move on. It's not about restricting yourself. It's not about punishing yourself if you go mad drinking or mad eating or don't sleep. But then it's about, how can I get back into my routine before I just completely lose the run of myself and I wake up on the 1st of January feeling wrecked, full of food, and maybe even feeling down because everything has kind of gone out of alignment. So tomorrow what we're going to look at is also how you can keep yourself grounded So that you do stay in balance with yourself. Like I said, we've 2 weeks left. It's a very exciting time, but it is important to mind yourself. And it's also important that, you know, the fundamental part of us is our well-being, from physical to mental and emotional, as well as spiritual. So we've all of these different aspects of ourselves that need attention all of the time. And in times like this, we can forget about those. So I wish you a beautiful Tuesday, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.